Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best, too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all the best people I know, and that would be you, because you're awesome, sharing your one-of-a-kind shine. Today's another great show with an amazing guest. Yes, you probably have seen her in Oprah Magazine, USA Today, Woman's World. You might know her as Frankie's mom, but she is Barbara, and I'm going to hopefully pronounce her last name correctly, Trishelle. And she has a great story for kids and adults alike. And I know our show is scheduled under family today, so I'm sure that you'll want to share this show with a friend and sit back and relax, because this is going to be a lot of fun. You can call in and speak to Barbara at 347-637-1318, or you can just type a question in the chat room, and we'll be able to respond right there. And we have, if you're looking for the entire month of all of our great guests who help you be the best person you were created to be, go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a nice little green box, and it'll say sign up for the monthly motivation news, and then you'll get a listing of all our great guests. And you don't want to miss them. Like this Thursday, we have Harvey, the international sensation, Harvey McKay, six-time national best-selling author. Oh, my goodness, the one and only. He's been on my bucket list to meet, so I'm pretty excited. But, you know, there's all sorts of great people doing great things, and Barbara is certainly one of them. So I'm going to read a little bit about her bio, and then we're going to bring her on live so that she can help us today really be inspired, and I know you're going to love this show. So, author Barbara Trishelle, who's been featured in Oprah Magazine, USA Today, Woman's World, is also known as Frankie's mom, and she encourages children around the world to be positive, to make a difference, and keep on rolling no matter the obstacles they face through her award-winning book. Are you ready, Frankie? The walk and roll dog. She has an entire book series, and if you are on the BTR page, you're going to see a beautiful picture of Barb with Frankie and the book series and links to her website as well. When Frankie ruptured a disc, in her book she talks about this, and ultimately was custom fitted for a doggy wheelchair, our author, Barbara Trishelle, was so inspired watching Frankie persevere that she followed her heart and wrote a book series about her sweet little dachshund, Frankie. So as children and adults follow Frankie's adventures, they learn valuable life lessons such as having a positive attitude when facing really big challenges, giving back to others despite the obstacles that we face, being compassionate towards all people, how to be responsible, and most importantly, how to never, ever give up. Anything is possible, and it is a pleasure to have Barbara with us today. How are you, Barbara?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
What a great thing you're doing, and I know it's beyond the kids. You're just helping everybody. So it's a great story, and I know you've touched a lot of people. You've had some amazing endorsements, and obviously if you're in Oprah Magazine, you have something to say. But Do you want to tell listeners a little bit about what happened to Frankie? And, you know, because being in a doggy wheelchair is not something that any of us probably see every day. So why don't you give us a little bit of the history here on what happened to Frankie?
Sure. Well, Frankie actually has a disc disease. It's called intervertebral disc disease. And I know that's kind of hard to remember, so we just call it IVDD. And it's actually a disease that's very common in the Dachshund breed because of their long backs and long spines. So it can happen to just about any other dog as well. It's just that the Dachshund's a little bit more prone to it, and you hear about it more often with them. But so what can happen is their disc can actually, like, degenerate over time, and they do think it's genetic. And what actually happened to Frankie was she was staying at a kennel where I live in Wisconsin, and my husband and I were on vacation in Florida. And to the best of our knowledge, what we can piece together is what we think happened is at the time I had a six-month-old yellow lab who was staying in the kennel next to Frankie. And there was a container, like a Rubbermaid container, that housed her extra food and blankets and leash and stuff. And what we think happened is Frankie tried to jump up onto that container to see Kylie because it was sort of blocking her view. And it tipped over because when the kennel owner came out, she saw Frankie sitting there and the container tipped over and Frankie wasn't moving.
Wow. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, the thing about your story is accidents happen, things happen. I mean, people get injured, animals, pets. But the great thing about your story is really overcoming that adversity. And you didn't put Frankie to sleep. You didn't do what a lot of people might do. You saw Frankie really, you know, doing some amazing things that taught you lessons, and then that led to your book. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Actually, you know, when Frankie was diagnosed with IVDD, when I got her as a pup, I didn't know anything about the disease. I knew, I had heard that, you know, that breed could have some back issues, but what that really involved, I really had no idea. So to be really honest with you, when it first happened, my first initial thought was I have to put her to sleep.
Yeah,
and
that's what I would have thought.
Yeah,
that you, yeah, because to me, that's usually what I hear people do when their dogs are injured like that.
Exactly. And what actually transpired through all that, Deb, was I realized I was very fortunate that I had a vet who knew what was going on, who knew it was critical she got into surgery as soon as possible, and I had a great surgeon for her who assured me that if the surgery didn't work, because she was only given about a 10 to 30% chance of recovery, even with the surgery, that's when I learned about the dog wheelchairs, which I had never even heard of. So through all of this, I learned so much and then learned even more, you know, as she recovered to the best that she is now. I discovered that education was really lack. And unfortunately, sometimes the vets don't even realize that it's IVDD when these dogs come in. And sometimes, I mean, I've gotten calls from people that say, you know, my vet told me to put my pet to sleep. So education is the key, and I discovered a group called Dodgers List, which is online, and they're an organization that helps to educate the public about this disease and that the dog doesn't, you know, always walk again, but they can live a quality life even with IVDD. So, you know, I became really passionate about wanting to save these little dogs' lives while at the same time taking Frankie out into public, which was very hard for me at the beginning because I was apprehensive. And like you said, you don't always see a dog in a wheelchair. And I didn't know what people would think. But what I came to discover was people were really curious about her story. And what was even better was kids were really fascinated by her. And that's when I realized, wow, I have this really cool opportunity, A, to not only educate people about the disease, but B, to help kids, like you said at the beginning, see their challenges in a positive way through Frankie's example.
Yeah, and I think it's like for the big kids, I think adults, we all need this. I mean, if we can see, okay, Frankie, your dog, overcoming with a cheerful heart and spirit and loving her life still with this wheelchair, and I'm telling you, you got to see a picture of this because it's hard to imagine. What's your website, Barbara, again, so that people can go because you got a lot
sure.
of pictures on there?
It's joyfulpaws.com, and it's P-A-W-S, joyfulpaws.com.
Joyful, joyfulpaws.com. So I'm encouraging everybody to go there, and you can see what we're talking about because sometimes the picture is worth a thousand words. And I just love, I love this because, you know, a lot of us get depressed or we start thinking I can't amount to this or I can't overcome this or I have too many problems, you know, nothing's going my way. I mean, we can all get into the pity party, but we need to start singing hit songs of success in our head. And I think that it's so, it's like an acute power punch in your mind when you see this picture of Frankie. And this dog is enjoying his life, you know. So tell us some of the lessons that Frankie is teaching in your books to help children and adults.
Well, really, the biggest, well, I think there's two big lessons, really. You know, when I wrote the first book, I really wanted parents to sit down and read the book to their children, no matter what their age, because I was hoping that not only am I going to educate our younger generation, but I'm also going to educate our older generation about the options available and that they're very viable options so these little guys can have great lives. And but the second part to that, the other lesson in there that was really important to me was because I went through this with Frankie. I felt sorry for me and for her for a time being. But, you know, I watched Frankie, and what I really realized that was that she was never feeling sorry for herself. And it was really amazing to watch her just adjust and take to the wheelchair within really about 5 minutes. And I realized that, you know, I had a choice when I was going through this. I could continue to be sad and negative and why me and do the whole big pity party, which, yeah, we all got to do it. Let's do it for about 5 minutes, then we got to get on with it. But
exactly. Don't stay there. Dump that junk.
Yeah. But I realized, wow, if I just shift my attitude to being positive and looking for the blessing, there's got to be a blessing in here somewhere. And it was almost like immediate. The day I decided to change my mind about it, everything just seemed to be easier to deal with. I mean, it was still hard some days because, you know, like Frankie doesn't have control of her bladder issues and things like that. And that was a little bit challenging. But it's amazing when you change your attitude and just try to be positive, it just seems that makes things easier. And I thought, you know, I really want children to be able to grasp and get that and to understand that because I do think kids have a lot more challenges these days than, you know, years ago. And I thought, you know, hopefully I can help them with Frankie's story to see that in themselves.
You know, and I do, and I think that this is so powerful because if this doesn't help all of us listening right now believe, no matter what your age, that you can turn your tragedy into a triumph. And I do love your story because that little dog is so happy, despite what we might consider a handicap. You know, as far as Frankie's concerned, you wouldn't notice in her activity that she's feeling handicapped. She's just living an awesome life and enjoying every minute of it. And I think that it's really the irony and the paradox that your dog is teaching people how to be better is really, really cool. So tell us some of the tell us one of your favorite experiences with a child that maybe was feeling, something that they shouldn't have been thinking that Frankie just changed in them for the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a really, really good example that I've told lots and lots of times, and it's actually, this story is actually in a book that just came out by Linda and Alan Anderson. It's called Animals and the Kids Who Love Them.
What a great title.
Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing book. I mean, I just sat with tissues through the whole book. But Frankie's story is in there with a little boy named Jackson, who's in another state from us. He's in Illinois. And his mom happened to discover Frankie's book, and her son has a form of cerebral palsy. And at the time, he was 3 years old when she found my book, and he was really having a hard time accepting that he needed to wear a night brace on his one leg at night when he went to bed. And obviously, it must have been very uncomfortable for him. He just didn't understand why. And she happened to come upon my book, and she thought maybe it could help him, and she read the book to him. And after she read the book to him, he started to refer to his brace as his Frankie brace.
His Frankie brace?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that's a riot.
And it made it easier for him to understand that if this helps Frankie, he associated that it would help him. And we've kept in touch with him, even though they live another state away. I've seen him about two or three times. We surprised him for his fifth birthday last November, which he was very excited about. But he still talks about Frankie to this day, even though he doesn't see her on a regular basis. But he's got a huge picture in his room from us of Frankie and a little one that, you know, encourages him to accept his brace and to know that it's going to make him a better person. And I don't know, it's just so touching. He just, you know, he got a copy of the new book, Animals and the Kids Who Love Him, and his mom said he sat down and he just looked at that picture, and he had it open to the picture in the book, and he wouldn't let go of the book. And so they have this amazing connection that you can't even really find words for. You don't even know what's transpiring between the two of them. It's amazing.
Hey, I'm telling you, I don't have kids, but my two mini schnauzers, Beiju and Zuzu, they are my kids. And they bring so much joy and so much love. And there's so many scientific studies that show the connection mm-hmm. between pets and animals helps your mental health, your stability, your psychology, your overall health. And I really think that what you are bringing with your story, which obviously being featured on Oprah and USA World and all those things, you know, it really is something that you are helping so many people. I just want to thank everybody for being in the chat if you'd like to speak with Barbara. And I know there's a couple of people in here. Jay Early, who has a radio show, he's great, and Sumner Davenport. Now, she owns a publishing company, and one of her series is on pets.
Mm.
And, you know, some of the work that she's done talking about pets and how they help our life and improve. So you two are going to have to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if there's something that you could talk to regarding, you know, somebody who maybe has a pet that's getting older or has a special need, because there's a lot to be said for what you did in not giving up, and you talked about your education and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I do is because I'm on the internet a lot, and I'm trying to let people know what I'm doing. One of my big things that I really enjoy doing is, you know, exactly what happened to me. People don't realize the options, and I want to save more of these little dogs' lives. So I've made myself available to talk to anybody or email anybody to help them get through this and to let them know the options, to let them know about Dodger's List, you know, which is a group that will help you with all the challenges that you're going to go through at the beginning. But, you know, I think I remember getting a call from a woman who really wanted to save her little dachshund's life when it was diagnosed with the same thing as Frankie. And her husband just couldn't get past the idea that the dog couldn't use its back legs, and he was taking pity on the animal that, you know, it might, you know, like Frankie, she's not in her wheelchair, sometimes drags her back in behind her. And that was so hard for him to get past, and the poor woman was just beside herself because she saw that Frankie was living a great life. You know, unfortunately, they ended up putting the dog to sleep because he took more pity on the animal than realizing he could have a happy life. And I think that's what happens. But I think what we have to realize is, you know, animals don't think like we do. And that's what I thought at the beginning. I thought, oh, my gosh, Frankie's going to be depressed. She's going to hate her life. She's going to be like, why am I in a wheelchair? But they don't think that. It was so amazing. The day I put her in her wheelchair, I had to, you know, train her with treats. She didn't quite know what to do, of course. But she was walking within 5 minutes, and I remember seeing her. Here she was herself again, you know, being a dog, running down to the park, and it was so amazing. And I just thought, every little dog deserves this chance, even if they're diagnosed with this. They deserve that chance. There's nothing else wrong with Frankie. That's one of the biggest things, too, I teach children is, you know, when I'm done with my presentation, I have this cool picture of Frankie rolling in the grass about a year after her diagnosis. And I said, see, Frankie hasn't changed. She's still Frankie. And then I explained to them that her wheelchair is just her tool to help her be the best she can be. And I think that's what we have to realize is just because an animal has special needs doesn't, they're not any different. They don't think they are. They just like, no big deal.
I know. And, you know, Barbara, isn't it true, this new way of thinking? And, you know, kids, hey, people get their limbs amputated. People are handicapped. People have, there's all sorts of things that go on in the world. And I think that inspiration and what you just shared, you know, Frankie's not thinking like people. Frankie's just enjoying every moment in the present mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that you continue to share your story and all of that. And I want to ask you what some of the takeaways are that you want listeners to have. But I'm also encouraging everybody to go to Barbara's website, because and the pictures are fabulous, www.joyfulpaws.com. And you can connect with barb@joyfulpaws.com. And she's in Wisconsin, but we'll definitely speak to you about, you know, anything that's going on. And I'm just loving what you do, because it's making a difference. Think about kids, you know, going through cancer treatment or sickness mm-hmm. or in surgery. Yeah. And just that story that you gave of that child that has the picture of Frankie there. What a positive affirmation of hope and enthusiasm and overcoming adversity. What are some of the things that you want people to take away from your Frankie the Walk and Roll Dog series?
Well, I think a lot of what we touched on, you know, most importantly, I really want people to take away, I really want people to stop and think if this happens to their pet, you know, and to get the education and to find out the information, talk to other people who have been through this. And like I said, I'm here all the time. I've talked to so many people, and it brings me such joy to give them hope to know that they too can do it, you know, if their pet has a special need. That's probably one of my biggest things is I want that, you know, I want to save other pets. And, you know, and I just think back to when I was a child, too, and when I realized that my little dog could help kids, that just became so passionate for me, too, because, you know, I remember struggling as a young girl and, you know, thinking I was ugly and fat and my parents got divorced and it was the end of the world. And, you know, I don't want kids to be in that kind of pain, though I realize we have to have some pain to understand what joy is, too, but if I can help make their journey a little bit easier through Frankie's example, that you know, I'm just so blessed that I can do the work that I do.
And, you know, people love stories. Don't we remember stories? It's like that old saying, people don't remember necessarily always what you say, mm-hmm. but they always remember how you make them feel. And I think, you know, we can all feel your inspiration. We can all feel this joy. And I think that we can all see ourselves in that little dog. And really, it's something that can change so many people just from being aware of it. So I hope that, you know, this as you're listening, you'll share this show with a friend and get in touch with Barbara, because she's doing some great things. Any last minute story before we run out of time that you'd like to share with something that comes to mind that's especially, I don't know, makes you laugh or something that was funny or a special story?
Well, I can tell a laughing one, and I can tell, I have a quick one. We were just at a school last week, and Frankie actually visits just schools in Wisconsin. I know I don't travel with her because of her paralysis, but we also do Skype visits, which is very fun. But last week at a school, there's two staff members at the school that are dealing with cancer right now. So it was the principal was very excited that I was coming to share Frankie's message. And as the kids were coming by petting Frankie after the presentation, the one little girl said to me, I learned from Frankie today that even if you have cancer, that you can deal with it. And it was just so touching because, you know, those kids were having a hard time that one of their teachers and their librarian have cancer and, you know, are fighting that battle. And to know that Frankie helped them look at it in a more positive way was really, really cool.
Wow, that is really,
Yeah,
that is really powerful. And it's, you know, the kids are so transparent. I always feel like, you know, if your dog doesn't like someone, you probably shouldn't either. But
yeah.
If your kids and dogs think that something is worthwhile, then you should really open your mind to receive that as well. The transparency with kids, don't
mm-hmm.
they teach us? I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's so much between the dogs and the children, what we can learn to do to really be a mature grown-up of value. You know, that's the irony of it all. But
mm-hmm.
that's a great story. You said you had something else that you wanted
to share,
Oh,
I have a
too.
Funny story that I don't always tell this story, but I just did a presentation at a church last week, and the one woman encouraged me to tell it, and it's funny. Because you know what? You can't sweat the small stuff in life, and this is one of the biggest things I learned, too, through everything. You know, Frankie doesn't have control of her bladder and her bowels, and I have to express that for her. And sometimes the number two will just come out. I'll say number two. I'm so used to talking to kids. And I remember at the beginning I was getting acupuncture treatment for her and went to pay for the bill, and I would carry Frankie in my right arm and my purse slung over my shoulder. And so the receptionist told me the total, and I went to my purse to get my checkbook. And as I looked at my purse, my checkbook had a little piece of poop sitting on it because Frankie
oh, boy.
And, you know, at the beginning it was so hard for me. I mean, that was one of my biggest frustrations, was figuring out when she had to go. And I realized, you know what? There's worse things than pee and poop. And,
yeah. You
know, just seeing that little poop in my purse, I thought, how many people could say they had a piece of poop in their purse? And I laughed so hard when I got out to the car. I just nonchalantly took my checkbook out, you know, scooted it to the side, got out to the car, and I mean, tears were running down my face because it was such a huge lesson that, okay, on we go, no big deal, you know.
and you know, isn't it just amazing how sometimes a little humility can really, you know,
yes.
open us up to greatness and getting our priorities straight. And
yes.
it just never fails. And one of the things I love about interviewing people like you and so many other great guests on the radio show is, you know, the great ones always have had a pit of bitter suffering, and they're always humble, but their hearts are filled with love, and their dedication to help other people overcome the adversity they experienced. I'm telling you, the credibility and the passion is second to none, and certainly you've brought all of those things together to us today. And, you know, again, I know that you've been in Oprah and USA Today, and I know that your story has just touched so many people, and just want to wish you some continued blessings. And I don't know, is there anything next? What's your next big goal, Barbara, you and Frankie?
Oh, actually, I'm working on a new book. I'm working on an adult nonfiction book, and it's really based on everything that I've learned, not only from Frankie, but through a transition I went through earlier in my life from a dog I had at the time who was diagnosed with cancer. And she really started the whole ball rolling for me as far as how I, you know, really think about animals in my own life and, you know, being positive and making a difference in the world. So I'm excited about that book, and hopefully it will be out sometime next fall.
Oh, well, you'll have to come back and share your shine with that.
I would
all
love
people in the chat room. Thank you
to.
So much, everybody, for being here. This is awesome. I can just see, for some reason, I'm just envisioning the word. You know how they have all those charts? Disabled, and all I can see is able in big caps, and the dis in front of it is very small, because certainly, you know, Frankie's handicap has brought more people to step into their greatness than a lot of people will ever know. And I just love what you're doing to help all of us. And it's just great work. It's been a pleasure having you on. How do people get in touch with you again? Send them to your website and be inspired.
Yep, Joyful Paws is JoyfulPaws, joyfulpaws.com. And we're on Facebook as well. Frankie has her own page. I have my own page. Just about anywhere. We're on Twitter. We've got blogs. We're always busy.
And it's a good kind of busy. And, you know, the other thing, Barbara, I want to thank you for before we go is thank you for going out and taking that risk. You had something in your life, a personal experience that you had to overcome. And a lot of people, maybe people listening, you know, just think, well, it's just me, and just try to get over it, get through it, and not think about it, bury your head in the sand. But you said, no, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to share my solutions with other people, because maybe they've got something, you know, similar to what I've been through. Mm-hmm. And if we all did that, wouldn't the world be a little bit better?
Oh my gosh. If everybody did that, yeah, and found what their passion and their purpose is, I have no doubt it would solve we'd have world peace. I have no doubt. I have no doubt in my
mind.
Yeah.
it's like the people that play cards, those great, I'm telling you, I don't know, it's all the rage now, those poker games, they're all over TV.
Mm.
But all those people, you know, everybody gets that hand of cards dealt to them, and nobody has any control over that. But why do some people always win, right?
Yeah.
It's always the same blasted people winning, and there's no control over the cards they get. And I think it's that attitude. It's like just doing the best you can with what you've got in that moment, taking what you like, leaving the rest. And certainly you've done that. So I have to think, give Frankie a big hug and a kiss for helping me be a better person. And I think a lot of people here today. But I just want to thank all of our guests and thank you so much, Barbara, for doing so much good in the world and helping kids and adults and all of us. And go to Barbara's website, joyfulpaws.com, joyfulpaws.com. You can email Barbara at barb@joyfulpaws.com, and she'll be happy to talk to you and help you. And, you know, maybe you work with kids. You know somebody that works with kids. The holidays are upon us. It's a great gift, and it's a great message. If you know somebody that's discouraged, you can share the show with a friend. You can find us on iTunes. You can download us 24/7. We have over 30,000 listeners now. Yay! So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, if it wasn't for you all being here, there would be no show, and there would be no guests like Barbara. So you can help us share this information to make somebody else smile. And want to also remind everybody that the Happy You Year, Best Year of Your Life Motivation Marathon is coming up in January. It's going to be great, so make sure that you sign up for that at motivationmarathon.com, motivationmarathon.com. We're putting it together, getting all the speakers and the details. It's going to be great. We all got to have the best year of our life, right, Barbara? It's a new day.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
All right, so that'll be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us for that. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, I always like to close with this. Oh, you know what? I just see there's somebody that just called in. Let me see. Can we take a quick call? 786-985, you're on the air with Barbara. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dad.
Oh, JTL, how are you?
I'm excellent, and I'd like to thank Deborah, you and Deborah, for sharing so much wisdom to the world, because one thing that I like to add to your conversation and the topic of your show today is that the way you approach each situation in life determines the life energies through which you will see that specific situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so great. And I'm telling you, we all have to spray that positive perfume on us, don't we? We got to have that positive fragrance. So I'm with you, and it's people like you that keep us going. So we have great listeners, you know. We have great listeners. We have great guests. We are just the best people we know. So thank you, JPL, and thanks for calling in and taking your time. I think I might just cut off. JTL, I love you. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. All right. Well, you know, we got to be positive. And I'm telling you, if a dog can be positive with a handicap like Frankie, then we have no excuse. So get out there and do the best you can with what you have. The world needs you. There's only one you for a reason. So get out there and sparkle bright. And you never know who you're going to help, what you're going to do. And sometimes the greatest adversity is going to be the seeds for our most magnificent accomplishment. So connect with Barbara. Thank you so much for joining us. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out, make it a great day. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.